Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, the verses 25 to 30. 2 Chronicles 29, 25 to 30. King Hezekiah then stationed the Levites at the temple of the Lord with cymbals, lyres, and harps. He obeyed all the commands that the Lord had given to King David through Gad, the king's seer, and the prophet Nathan. The Levites then took their positions around the temple with the instruments of David, and the priests took their positions with the trumpets. Then Hezekiah ordered that the burnt offering be placed on the altar. As the burnt offering was presented, songs of praise to the Lord were begun, accompanied by the trumpets and other instruments of David, the former king of Israel. The entire assembly worshipped the Lord as the singers sang and the trumpets blew, until all the burnt offerings were finished. Then the king and everyone with him bowed down in worship. King Hezekiah and the officials ordered the Levites to praise the Lord with the psalms written by David and by Asaph the seer. So they offered joyous praise and bowed down in worship. My theme for reflection is rediscovering the joy of God's presence. Rediscovering the joy of God's presence. There is something strangely human about postponing the things we know matter most. We tell ourselves we will rest after one more task, reconnect with family after one more meeting, or pray properly when life becomes less busy, which of course it rarely does. Sometimes the most important parts of life are not abandoned dramatically. They fade quietly through neglect. That is part of the background to 2 Chronicles 29:25-30. King Hezekiah inherits a nation spiritually exhausted after years of neglect under his father Ahaz. The temple had fallen into disrepair. Worship had become distorted, and the people had drifted from the rhythms that once shaped their relationship with God. Yet Hezekiah acts decisively. He restores the temple, reinstates the Levites, and re-establishes worship according to the patterns rooted in God's word and Israel's sacred tradition. What follows is striking. Sacrifice, music, praise, humility, and joy all return together. This moment is not merely about ritual, it is about renewal. Worship becomes the visible sign that a broken relationship with God is being restored. The burnt offering precedes the singing because reconciliation comes before rejoicing. Grace gives birth to gratitude. The songs of David and Asaph are not entertainment. They are acts of remembrance, anchoring the people once again in the story of God's faithfulness. As Augustine of Hippo famously wrote, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." The restoration under Hezekiah reminds us that worship is not simply a religious obligation. It is the soul returning to its true center. Scripture echoes this truth in Psalm 95, verse 1 to 2. "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us come before him with thanksgiving." Biblical worship consistently joins reverence with joy and humility with celebration. It is not passive attendance, but active participation in the life of God. For Christian people today, this passage speaks powerfully into a culture shaped by distraction, fatigue, and spiritual fragmentation. Many people today are not hostile to faith. They are simply overwhelmed. Worship can become hurried, occasional, or reduced to personal preference rather than a transformative encounter with God. Yet Hezekiah's reforms remind us that renewal often begins with returning to prayer, to scripture, to communal worship, and to gratitude. The passage also challenges our understanding of joy. Modern life often confuses joy with excitement or consumption, but biblical joy emerges from reconciliation with God. The people bow in worship, not because life is suddenly perfect, but because God's presence has been restored among them. Real worship does not deny hardship. It places hardship within the larger reality of God's grace. And there is another quiet lesson here. Spiritual renewal should not be endlessly postponed. Hezekiah acted in the first month of the first year. He did not wait for ideal conditions. Sometimes the holiest step we can take is simply to begin again, to reopen the neglected spaces of our spiritual lives and allow God to restore what has grown silent. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what areas of my spiritual life have quietly drifted into neglect? Number two, when I worship, am I merely participating outwardly, or am I allowing God to renew my heart inwardly? And now our practical exercise for the day. Set aside 10 uninterrupted minutes to read a psalm aloud slowly, perhaps Psalm 95 or Psalm 103, and allow its words of praise and gratitude to shape your prayers. Gracious God, we thank you that you are always ready to restore what has been neglected and renew what has grown weary. Draw us back to worship that is sincere, joyful, and rooted in your truth. Forgive us for the ways we allow distraction and busyness to crowd out your presence. Teach us again to sing, to pray, and to bow before you with grateful hearts. And may our lives become living acts of praise, reflecting your mercy and faithfulness to the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forever.